We hear in our first reading today about how we are to take care of the poor, and if we do not, we will and to love our neighbors as ourselves. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus, in fact, says that we will be judged solely by what we do for or do not do for the poor and the vulnerable in our midst. And so in the gospel today, when Jesus says we need to love God with our whole heart, our whole mind, and our whole soul, it means that sometimes God wants us to be with our family and to experience his great love in that way. Other times he invites us to come to Mass and to encounter God here. Other times God asks us to seek him in the confessional, where God destroys all the sins that stand in our way of his infinite and merciful love. And sometimes he asks us to help those who are in need in our community and around the world, because when we help other people, we are helping Jesus himself. One of the great things that I love about our Catholic faith is the teaching about virtues. I think a lot of non-Catholic Christians and other people around the world imagine that, you know, Mother Teresa, for example, just loved and was filled with bliss by serving the poor, and she was just born right out of the womb ready to serve the poor. Or you could pick any of the other saints who live lives of radical offering for the poor. But what the Catholic Church says that that's not how it works at all. In fact, what the Catholic Church says is all these different virtues, whether it's courage or strength or, you know, service to the poor, what the Catholic Church says is that we get better and better at it by practicing it. And so, and again, in fact, not only are we practicing it, it is actually like when we're practicing it, it's not just practice, it's actually also living that out, right? So, for example, that's one of the reasons that I love athletics is because when we're playing athletics, we're practicing athletics, we're not born a great athlete, but it takes thousands and thousands and thousands of repetitions, right? Lifting weights, thousands and thousands of repetitions. You start to see growth. You start to see progress in your athletic life or any other phase of your life as well. No one is born like a concert pianist or a virtuoso violinist or any of those things, but repetition, practice, day in, day out, thousands and thousands of hours, what we find is we grow slowly, and at some point we realize, I am a great violinist, or I am a great organist, or I am a great athlete. And I think in the same way, obviously, that is how it is with the poor. No one is, again, born ready to serve the poor. But as we do it over and over and over again, we find that we are getting more and more comfortable serving the poor. When we go to Mass, no one is born wanting to go to Mass. But again, as we go over and over and over again, we recognize, hopefully over that time, that God, in fact, does bless us with peace at this and every Mass. And so again, I think it's just a really important and beautiful teaching of our Catholic Church that nothing good comes just innately to us. But in fact, we have to practice it over and over and over again. And what we find is that when we do that, whatever those things are, we get better and better at them. And so again, we come together to this Mass and at every Mass, giving thanks for this, that Jesus promises to show up here in a special and wholly unique way. And so we give thanks to him, and that is, in fact, what we're doing in this Mass and every Mass throughout the world, wherever it is celebrated.